Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Fake mustache, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low, this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the joint.
Crab Feast,
we're
y'all.
Back in the Crab Feast, y'all.
Another Tuesday, another Crab Feast. Fold that ass.
That's my ass.
Man, that was some pitch touching going on.
We
right
touched
there.
Pitches and then we tried to go to another pitch.
My pitch was touched by Jay Larson. How you doing, Jay?
Always a pleasure to touch your pitch, brother.
The pleasure is all mine.
He touching his pitch again.
Touched his pitch.
He's touching pitches now.
I know some of you are riding down the road trying to touch our pitch right now. I hope you did. It's touchable.
I hope goddamn it you are, and my then you yell over touchable. People. If you sign up and get a new t-shirt, you can get a sticker and put it on the side of the car, and people are like, what's he touching pitches for? And you just point a little sticker on the side. What's up, Feasters? Squarespace is back, an all-in-one platform that makes it easy for you to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, and online store. Squarespace includes hosting, analytics, 24/7 support, and even includes a free domain name when you sign up for a year. Boom, don't need to buy it somewhere else. Start with a clean, beautiful template, and then easily customize it to look exactly the way you want. Squarespace has a ton of drag and drop functionality. For example, if you want to add a picture, you add an image block and simply drag your image from your desktop to your site. Adding videos, text, audio, and other blocks of content is just as easy. Squarespace takes care of all the technical stuff so you can focus on making great content for your website. Also, with responsive design, your website automatically scales to fit perfectly on every device, cell phone, template, everything. It's an $8 a month for the standard plan, perfect, 16 for the unlimited, I got that, and 24 for the unlimited plan, and online store. Step it up, people. That's the one you want. You want to be a pro? Go full plan. For a free trial, go to squarespace.com/thecrabfeast, and when you're ready to purchase, enter an offer code under pricing at checkout and use the offer code CRABFEAST5 for 10% off. That's CRABFEAST and the number 5. Or you can go to podcast1.com and click on the Squarespace banner in the Crab Feast page. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. This week, tomorrow, I'm going to be in Boston at the Comedy Studio in Cambridge. If anyone is out and about, I will be there. And then next week, I'll be back in Los Angeles, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Townhouse in Venice, Comedy Palace in Los Feliz, Bar Lubitsch in Hollywood. You can always check out information at jlarsoncomedy.com or on Twitter, jlarsoncomedy, jlarsoncomedy on Facebook as well. Sickle.
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, ryansickler.com. I'll be at the Irvine Improv May 31st through June 2nd. And then Jay Larson and I will be doing a Crab Feast stand-up show at the Brea Improv on July 24th. And if you want to be on the free guest list, email us at crabfeastpodcast@gmail.com. A ton of you already have. It's going to be a great night. Just need a first and last name and the total number of tickets needed, and we'll set you up.
And you out-of-towners, don't be afraid to come on in for that.
Yeah, come in. It's going to be a fun night. Mm-hmm. For any and all information Crab Feast related, go to thecrabfeast.com where you can get your T-shirts that now come with free stickers. Hit up that Amazon link. Hit up the Pro Flowers. You know what? Let me just say this real quick. Mm-hmm. Father's Day is coming up. Mom isn't the only one that needs flowers. Your dad's pretty fucking important, mm-hmm. too. He shot you out of his ball bag. Get the guy some fucking flowers.
And I'm sure he likes flowers.
And sign up for our email list. We got a brand new Facebook fan page. A bunch of you have already jumped over there. I love seeing you guys interact and post. It's fantastic. And if you're listening to us, you clearly found us. You can get us on iTunes. You can get us on Stitcher. We now have an RSS feed on our homepage, as well as all current episodes have their own individual link on thecrabfeast.com in their post. And you know where else you can get us.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Let me hear you say zoom. Zoom. With no further ado, after all those announcements, please give a warm welcome to a good friend of mine, a good friend of Mr. Sickle Cell. Please welcome Mick Betancourt to the Crab Feast,
everybody. Mick Betancourt, everybody. Welcome to the Crab Feast, Mick. All right. I love it. I love it. I love it. How you doing tonight,
Mick? I'm good. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're fired up to have you here. Before we get crazy into anything here, will you Twitter, website, dates, whatever you'd like to plug up top. Let the people know where to find you.
The Twitter account is at Mick Betancourt. That's MickBetancourt. MickBetancourt.com is in progress.
In progress.
In
that's
progress.
That's what we're going to see when we get it. I love how he's plugging it in progress.
It's in progress.
.com in progress.
Certainly
right
open to viewer suggestions.
How's your career going, man? Well, I got a .com in
my
progress.
Shit, yeah, my shit's in progress. I've been to GoDaddy.
I left.
Kicked some tires on some .gov accounts.
.gov.
Decided it wasn't for me. Moved on. Went back.
But you got the .com?
I got the .com. I locked it in. I locked it in.
And now we're in process. All right. That's good to
do
know.
I own morepancakes.com? Yes, I do.
Do you really?
I actually own morepancakes.com. Yeah.
How long ago did you get that?
Locked that shit down years ago.
Yeah.
Smart business, bro.
Nobody's calling, huh?
Mick Betancourt's still in progress.
More pancakes. Somebody got .com.
Someone
on
check
that.
Somebody's got a .com.
They got .gov. Do they have more pancakes?
Give me .tv.
Give
me .tv.
Bring your checkbook.
Bring your checkbook.
It is for sale. Just so you know, morepancakes.com is for sale.
You looking to get at it?
If you need it.
He's like, I got .edu backed up.
I am your man. Sipping a 40 in the basement. .com.
Shit.
Owner.
No, you're not.
Owner.
Do you really have that?
That's me. That's me.
Wait, say it again.
Sipping a 40 in the basement.com.
Is it SIPPIN? Somebody had it with a G.
That's it. Or more pancakes. Pick your poison.
Let me ask you this. I don't even know.
Those websites are both done. That's mine, it. However, still in progress.
Yeah, are those in progress or are those done?
No, only my website.
Yeah, they're fully complete.
Only the one that
flash
matters.
Sites and everything. They're not even in progress.
No, they're just URLs. They're
I'm really focused on
sale,
pancakes
man.
And 40s right now because yeah, that's man. Where the money is.
He went out there and bought some real estate.
Doesn't even have a basement.
He doesn't even have a basement.
Doesn't even
I
have
don't
basement.
Own a basement.
Hate pancakes.
Mick, what have you been doing? Like, you know, do you have like a financial portfolio? Dude, I've been getting real estate. Oh, really? Like, where are you buying? On the internet, man.
That's
I got
it.
You have any financial advice?
They're more not pancakes. Making any more words.
Morepancakes.com, man.
Makemorewords.com. Buy
That's it.
Wait, what's the sipping of what?
Sipping a 40 in the basement.com.
I don't even know what
eating ice cream in the bathtub.com. That's what I'm. I'm hoping for big things.
I got mac and cheese on the road.
Fingers crossed.
Mac and cheese on the road.com.
I got my grandma lighting candles, saying some prayers.
You know, Mickey, he got a website in progress, and he owns two others.
He owns two others.
What's your grandson up to? You ever sipped a 40 in the basement? That's him making money.
You're going to relate.
I have. Have you been to his site?
I have.
That's it.
I have.
Dude, you got a lot going on.
Man.
I do. Yeah,
shit,
I also want to plug
that all in.
June 12th on the USA Network, I'm writing for a show called Necessary Roughness.
Boom.
Callie Thorne, Makad Brooks, Scott Cohen.
Yes.
And now new to this season is Mr. John Stamos. So
John Stamos
bringing some good looks up onto the
Rock
show.
Rockstar,
right,
yeah.
You know,
no
we're
stranger
getting,
to the crunch.
We're all gonna tune in, and it's just gonna be Stamos coming in. He's like, I got a great idea. Just bought morepancakes.com. The site is gonna blow up. Just blow up.
Pancakes.com.
The writers meeting, they're like, Mick, what's
more pancakes?
I don't know if that even fits in the script. Nah,
I just bought what the fuck is that .com. I bought that yesterday.
What it do?
Sipping a 40 in the basement.com.
That's the best. I love they were like, it's $7.99. You're like, I'll give you $5.99.
You know, the weird part is when I put that in, there was an actual moment of joy where I'm like, oh, that shit's available. Oh, and then I bought it.
That's available.
Oh, shit. Well, we're glad to have you on here, man.
Yeah, man.
I've heard quite a bit about you through Jay Larson over here, so
yeah,
I was excited to get you on.
I'm still not sure how we met, but we both have Kates. We both have a Kate.
We share a Kate. Not share a Kate. We have Kates
no,
in our
No, but if
lives.
You want to get into that, I'm sure it's something we could do.
Palm Springs is only an hour and a half away.
Yep.
Let's make it official.
I'll bring pancakes.
I got the site to go to.
We get up in the morning in the kitchen, Sickles just...
Is there a place where I could find more pancakes?
I just got a recipe for more pancakes.
Where'd
where?
You get that?
Morepancakes.com.
Where's my cousin? I'm down here. He's in the basement. 40 in the basement. Man, man, you should dot com that shit now.
They should have a site for that.
They should have.
Damn, somebody does.
It's already taken.
It's already taken. Some guy that writes for some shit on USA Network got this shit.
Somebody
man.
Had to go and search for it and go, shit, that's taken. That's so it's worth the $8 right there.
And I would love it. That is.
Right there. Just so one guy goes, someone can't possibly.
You're right.
By the way.
There's no way.
It has to be someone from this building because when I walked in the front door,
oh,
it was like a marijuana clinic. Not the front door to here, but the front door to the building.
To my building?
Yes.
Really? See, they yes. always blame me. Every time they come over, they blame me for it. And I'm like, that's not just me. That's all I'm saying.
He does say that every time.
Do other people say it when they come by?
Yeah. They always smell in the hallways and stuff. Ooh. But I do too when I come in. I'm like, that's not me. Nah. I just walked in this building. That's not me.
That is someone has put scientists. That is science inspired yeah. marijuana. That is just yeah. not like, oh, that smell like dirty smoke. That is.
I think they have dirtysmoke.com down there. I'm pretty sure that's them.
It's going to take off.
It is. They're feeling big on that.
One of the things, like when I, you know, I know obviously you're a storyteller, you know what I mean?
And yes.
You write. But one of the things that I loved that we talked about one time was you're growing up. Yeah. You had like a pretty interesting home in high school.
I did, yeah. It was, my parents were 16 and 17 when I was born.
Whoa. Where are you originally from?
Chicago.
Chicago, okay.
Chicago, Illinois. And I'm Irish and Puerto Rican.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Which is like being on both sides yeah. in the musical West Side Story.
Yeah. I'm torn, guys. Yeah. I'm torn.
I once knew a girl named Maria.
That's it. Man, I understand the Jets. I get them.
But I also dig the Sharks.
That's right. But I see where the Sharks are coming from,
some
man.
Sharp pants.
Does anybody have more pancakes?
What's going on in the basement?
Drinking 40s down here, man.
I hear some music in the basement.
So, okay, yeah. 16, 17.
Yeah, 16 and 17, instant recipe for marital success. You know, when you hear of a Puerto Rican dude knocking an Irish girl up and they're both in high school, all you can say is recipe for success.
Yeah,
yeah, no kidding.
This story is going to end well. That's the first. Oh, it was in a car? Magic. 9 months late? Oh, you might be able to get a factory job? Fucking S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
You might. You sound success. Like this is like a Mellencamp song.
That you know why I know that was the song for the automotive training school in Chicago.
What was
that song? That little jingle that I just dropped right there.
The SUC. Oh, that.
Yeah, it was
that
a
wasn't
guy.
You?
No, that was I did gank that. That was. Clearly,
I love that he gave credit though.
No, I did.
That.
It was clearly a guy who life had taken a shit on. Mm-hmm. And he's like caked in dirt and he like slides out from underneath the car and he's like S-U-C-C-E-S-S success.
I worked on that. And, he and got then, that underneath the
and that was his thing and he's like fuck.
He slid out on the creeper and spelled it.
Slid out on the creeper, popped up that red craftsman 9 level tool fast. Thing behind him.
Loving it.
I think he just spelled sadness.
Yeah.
No one got they didn't know.
Like what was he spelling?
That's Latin for remorse.
Success, he
that
spells.
Was it. Yeah, it was weird growing up. My father got custody of me, which was very odd back, you know, in, say, I was born in 74, so he got custody of me in 75.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived in a neighborhood called Humboldt Park, which is all Puerto Rican. And you have to drive under a giant Puerto Rican flag to go into the neighborhood and to come out. Like, it is.
And you're pretty white. I mean,
I
you're
white
you're
as
mixed,
a nun's
you're white.
Ass.
Yeah, you look like a straight up Irish.
Yeah,
you do, dude.
I'm
and
a huero.
Court.
He's running through Puerto Rican flags like the first guy on the football yeah. team out there. Like, get that son of a bitch, hey Puerto
what
Rican.
What the hell is he doing here?
I'm half.
Yeah, I can just tell you how great it was looking like this.
Oh my god,
walking under that Puerto Rican flag every day. Hey guys,
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm one of you, right? Just take a peek at the huero.
Oh man.
Yeah, so it was gnarly, but. We shared a house with a black family,
mm-hmm.
and the
like
three,
kitchen and shit, or like it's like a duplex.
No, it was like
you done with the bathroom.
Like, God damn it!
You know what's funny? You say that we had a house. They lived upstairs. We lived downstairs. But you could just go back
Starting
and forth.
To figure out where sipping on 40 in the basement.com on the generator.
Mystery solved. We thought we'd have to get to the end of the podcast for this puzzle piece to be put down.
So like in that house, I've been in houses before that have been converted. You know what I mean? And they block off the stairs. Those weren't blocked off.
No, you could walk.
Had a baby gate.
It was.
I tell you about coming over that baby gate. Don't make me step over this.
Who signed this?
Don't make me step over.
Oh, it's crazy. The name of the three kids: Tyrone, Dude, and Bebe.
No,
Dude,
way,
Bebe, like Robin Harris. Bebe. That's the only other time I've ever even heard that.
Legitimate Bebe, best name ever. Dude,
that's his birth name,
not a nickname.
Wow,
and Dude. Before the Big Lebowski,
before the Big Lebowski, and
that's
and
impressive.
I was
Chicago.
Like, Chicago,
Puerto
on the
Rican
grind.
So in the Puerto Rican section of Chicago,
yeah.
You shared a house with a black family. So you two both were minorities in the neighborhood in the same house.
Yeah, because the Puerto Ricans.
Where the minorities live? In that house.
In that house, man.
It is one stop shopping for your hatred. If you like to throw rocks, Molotov cocktails, or shit, grab a brick. Why deny yourself the party?
Go to 626 Forest.
They're all right there.
Check the base.
You can't miss it. It's a little white boy.
So how was the house split? Because I also lived in a home that was, it was an old home, but they did the same thing. They just walled the middle and then broke off half.
Well, that's like a row,
each side.
Right? Almost.
Well, no, this was out in the county. It was, I guess it wasn't really a duplex. It was an old one house that someone bought and then just walled right dead in the fucking middle of it and mirrored both sides and then just built it out that way.
I thought this bath had two sinks. Now, one's on the other side.
Yeah, one's on the
they
other
went
side.
Right through the
bath. That's over 619 and a half.
Yeah, that's the half. B. 619B.
You just take the picture off the wall. You can reach through. You need some sugar for the Kool-Aid.
I need some eggs, man.
Here you go, man. There were three like college girls that lived next door, and I used to hear my mother yell at me. The once a week she would come home and just scream. So we threw this mega party at the end when we got kicked out, and the three girls were like, "You got to come over and just have. We don't even know you. Come over and hang out." And they came over like, "Who's Ryan?" I was like, "That's me." Like we feel so sorry for you. We hear your mother yell at you all the fucking time. I'm like,
no.
Right?
How old?
Right?
Were you?
I had just turned 18 at that point.
When you were 17, though, weren't you having like a crazy? I'm pretty sure. I don't want to tell it, but I want you to tell it.
Well, I'll give you the fast track. So I lived
you
in this house.
You don't need the fast track. Not at all, man.
You don't need a fast track.
Don't fast track.
And then I mean,
you're on the fast track with your dot coms, man. Slow this down.
FastTrackStories.com. I feel like you just go on. It just says the end.
Hey guys, the internet's over.
It's done.
I don't need the whole thing. I just need to know how the shit ended.
I feel like we'd be watching like one of those money shows, like CNN, like the money guy, and then just like the ticker below is like Mick Betancourt buys buys.com. Just like,
so check this out. You guys know the Paris Review. You guys are familiar with that? All right. So it's a pretty. As a young kid, when I would go to the library and daydream about being a writer someday, you know, you go to the Paris Review and you're like, daydream about being a writer.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd see the Paris Review, and it was like the hardest thing to get into, and you see all these big famous writers get their stuff in there. So on Twitter, I saw the Paris Review on, you know, they have a Twitter account. Mm-hmm. So I start messing with them. I'm like, you know, I want to write a short story about Vanity, Belle Biv DeVoe, and Chicoel DeBarge. How can I make that happen?
Yeah.
You know, just kind of like fucking.
Dude,
with
I'm already sold with BBD.
I mean,
I'm in.
Are they saying like we got the last dragon in works right now? All right.
So the guy's like real funny, you know, like. Yeah. But it's not the old guy at the Paris Review doing that. It's clearly like a young guy
intern.
Who works there, setting up the digital shit. So I said, "Hey man, how much does it cost to take a full page ad out in the Paris Review?" Because I'm pretty sure I don't want to be negative, but. I'm sure it would be an intense amount of work and energy to go in and try to get a legitimate story into the Paris Review. So I said, "Hey, how much is a full page ad?" And he goes, "I could probably hook you up for $3,000. So I go,
"Look, that's dipping into my .com money."
Dude, I go, "Are you serious? You could $3,000? I get a full page in the Paris Review?" So he goes, "Yeah." So I go to my wife, this poor fucking lady who's been with me now for two decades. I go, "Take a picture of me on the toilet. Reading this year's roster for the Cubs, taking a shit, and then I want to put you fancy, huh?" And then
what?
Send that to them, and I will pay $3,000
to so, gladly
or
do this.
Or and I don't know because this is the alt line is I'm sophisticated.
I like
with
fancy,
just a picture
huh?
of me on the toilet. I'm sophisticated. Full page ad in the Paris Review, so that generations from now when people are like, who are the great wordsmiths of the, what the fuck is that guy on the toilet? I'm fancy, huh?
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Then they marry the Drake reference in there.
And perfect.
Magic happens. I think three baby angels get their wings.
I think that's the way, only way.
If that happens.
That's the only way.
Three.
And the Cubs win the World Series.
And the Cubs win the World Series. I love how when you go to Cubs, the opening
Wait,
day.
So what happened? Did you do this?
No. I'm on the
what
fence.
What happened?
It's
still in play right now.
This is going to happen. I'm trying to figure out what is the most ridiculous. Because I don't want to put a ton of time. $3,000's enough for the joke.
I tell you what.
You don't
want to
put a ton of time, but you have options. It's weighed out.
Here's what we're going to do right now. Follow Mick Betancourt on Twitter and give him your suggestions for what he should caption a picture of him taking a shit, reading the Cub stats.
Or if you even have another image.
Would you like him to hashtag it more pancakes?
Hashtag
more pancakes so he knows, and give him some titles for his shit picture. I'm telling you, they're funny. You're going to get some good shit.
So we can let the Paris Review know.
What's really going on?
The face of literature has arrived.
After this happens, it's going to go up to like $8,000 just to price people out of that.
I know shit. They're like, whoa, we went fuck. We lope. We got
like, nah, I'm not going to
make sure that check is
shit
before picture. You.
We got to publish it. Be paid. Yeah, got to publish it.
Tell me you want to pay in advance too.
That's it. I want it notarized that you're going to publish this. If I send you a picture of my gray laden ball bag, I want to make sure that the literati know about this.
The literati. I love that, like, you went
the
to your
clitorati.
Wife to get you to just to take a picture. Like, that's what you were asking. I thought you were going to be like, babe, I want to spend $3,000 on this. Like, that's not even the issue. Like, no.
Like, I don't even need to be shitting. Just take the picture.
Why do you got to do this? I did when we were on strike for the WG, I did a character called Sheriff on Bang Bang, which was, I took one of my son's cowboy hats with some gold rope chains, and I shaved, and then I had a mohawk. And I was in a bubble bath, and he had like this crazy Austrian accent. And the premise was that it was the world's greatest DJ, that he'd become a recluse, and was now broadcasting live from his bathtub from his castle in Slovakia.
That's about right.
So my son comes in one night. At this point, he's 5 or 6 years old. I'm in his cowboy hat with a fake mustache on, with giant gold rope chains,
fake mustache,
in the bathtub with just bottles of Cristal all around me. And he's like, "What's going on? Why are you wearing my hat?" Like, it just blew his.
That's
mouth.
It.
It's like, when did you get a mustache? Like, I'm like, this fucking.
Why is there a camera set up?
Yeah,
is this online anywhere we can see?
I'm going to relaunch. I actually pulled him down.
Oh, it's in that process. It's in
progress.
MickBetancourt.com.
It's in progress.
He got a legit job. He's like, I should probably take that job.
Yeah, you're fucking legit. Go,
yeah, you
go
know
look
what
Mick up. He
when
is
you
legit.
Go, when you go on these meetings, it's difficult when you're in the drama world, because I spent a significant amount of the last decade writing and producing dramatic television.
They forget.
You know, when you're writing about homicide and there's DNA tests and you're like, and then the guy farts on the old lady's face, and it's hilarious. No?
No.
Like,
that's not, I want to go. I'm a comic. You know, yeah, I'm a comic. Right?
Comic relief, guys.
It's tough to. You got to know your audience, you know, which is just know your audience.
It's a.
I'd like to bring it down right now.
That DJ voice.
Got a little R&B up in here.
All right, I'm going to get those dollars ready. Here comes Cinnamon, everybody. Get those 2-for-1 dances. I don't know why I think this.
So what was it like growing up with parents who were so young? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a...
I knew there was going to be a half. There's a quarter in here.
I mean, there's a Puerto Rican involved.
All right,
half something.
When my dad... So my dad died. Let's
Man,
let's,
we
let's,
do have
no,
some.
No, I want to bring it back up.
You
I
did.
Bring
Jay Larson said... no, it's okay. Yeah, he told me up. We had some.
His dad
stories.
Died and his mom never really loved him. You know what I mean? So that's...
Talking about my dad or me, because actually it's both.
There it is. Morepancakes.com.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm going to cry into my pancakes.com. I just bought that.
These are your dad died pancakes. These are very special pancakes. Those go out to all the kids whose dads are dead. Morepancakes.com.
Yeah, my dad got custody of us, too. I'll tell you about that later. But let's hear about this.
Well, how old were you when your dad died?
Yeah.
I was 6 years old. He was 22.
Very young.
He was 22.
Jesus, of course, yeah.
So give you an idea of the kind of house that we lived in, my dad was missing for 3 days before anyone even kind of, you know, the first day he was gone, he was probably out partying. Second day he was gone, call the jails. Third day he was gone, call the hospital, and then at the end of that day it was call the morgue. Yeah. So
and that's how you found out?
That's how I found out.
Calling the morgue.
Was your mom, how did your mom break it to you?
They had long.
Like, did you know all this was going on when it was going on?
No, were. I mean, when I say, I'll tell you one quick story. This is the type of house that we lived in. So I slept on the floor on a rug, and my dad slept on a love seat, and I slept like a dog in front of him. And one of his sisters was a heroin addict, and she came home in the middle of the night one night, and I heard her come in through the front door and walk past me. I slept on the floor. I could feel it and hear it. You know what I mean? So I kind of woke up. I heard her go into the bathroom, and then I just heard, like, if you were to throw a basketball up in the air and hit it with an aluminum bat, yeah, like that type of noise.
Yes.
So it sounded like clearly someone had fallen. And so I go into the bathroom, and I open the door, and I just see this naked body crumpled into the bathtub. And she had tied off. She'd taken her clothes off, tied off, shot some dope, got a hot shot, and fell off the toilet into the bathtub.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Took a header in.
Took a header, yeah, into the
is
bathtub.
Is that what inspired the Norwegian DJ?
That was Mr. Von Bang Bang. So if you shoot heroin on the toilet, put some pillows in the bathtub.
I mean, come on. Basic stuff. It's
basic. It's simple knowledge. If you see you're going to fall from your overdose, maybe some...
Pat it.
If you can't have time because you must shoot the heroin...
Can't have time.
Loofahs. They're already in the shower. Yeah. You put the loofahs down, and then you bump on the loofahs. That's how you do it.
So she's naked on the toilet, ties off, shoots up. You hear her. You hear the header in the tub.
I hear the header. So I go, yeah, in, and I'm looking at this, and all of a sudden... My grandma grabs me by the back of the neck and starts to like...
Grandma's living there too?
Grandma's living there. My mom's, the Irish side, they're not together anymore.
Yeah.
My mom's over in a neighborhood called Berwyn, which is just on the edge of the city, just on the west side of the city, right outside. So my grandma's yanking me out, but like it literally felt like sound had gotten sucked out of the room, just stopped, you know? So she yanks me out. My dad goes in there. He's pouring cold water on her. He's slapping her, trying to get her to come through. And I'm like still kind of peering into the tub over her. And she's like, the devil is in the house right now.
Your grandmother says this.
My grandma says this.
Puerto Rican.
The devil is in the house right now. And we're all going to wake up with black eyes. Now go back to bed.
What? Oh my God.
Holy shit.
My mother read me the same bedtime story. Same
now,
one.
I'm thinking...
That's the note my mother left.
Didn't you just say the devil was in the house?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
go to bed.
Yeah.
What? Like...
And you're six?
Did she have an
the
accent?
The devil's in the house. Everyone go to sleep. Like, what?
I'm here.
What
good
are
night.
You saying
okay,
to me? Like,
night, devil.
Yeah.
Night.
You cool? You need anything? Like, what? I'm like,
where's
what?
He going to sleep?
Yeah, I'm on the floor. Does he sleep standing up?
He's hovering over me. Yeah, that's like, where he is.
Yo, he hovers. That's very
he's in a hammock in the corner over there. Look at the devil. He's all laid up. Fire hammock.
He looks comfortable.
So here's the
devilonthehammock.com. I got it. I'm buying it. It's mine.
I get down.
All right. Okay.
He's writing it down. He's got it. Devil in the hammock.
$7, right?
I think you can go do it for 2 years. You can probably do it less. Just buy multiple years.
Lock
that swinging. Down.
So then I wake up the next day.
Wait, I'm sorry. So grandma says go to bed. So you do go to bed.
Well,
and that's the end of it
well,
for you
my
that
dad,
night?
My dad gets her back. And so now...
How old is she at the time? Probably young too then, right?
Yeah,
20?
19, 20.
Yeah, Jesus.
And your grandmother must have been like, what, 35?
She was 35. 8 babies. She was 35. She had a...
Did she have 8 kids?
She had a 33-year-old son. When she had a first baby.
They were like Irish twins.
Yeah. She's three. She's old enough to have kids and work in the field.
Yeah, right.
Seriously. All right, so that's day one of the 3 days? Is that what you're saying?
What do you mean?
Well, you were saying, you were telling us about your dad, and then we scooped off.
Oh,
to...
no. So, yeah, what happened? No, I was telling you what kind of, how 3 days, how a father could be missing in a house for 3 days without any alarm.
Got
you know
you.
What I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was trying to give you an idea of.
This is basic shit happening. The devil's in the house.
This is normal.
So then
shit.
I get up the next day. Yeah,
this is Tuesday.
This is Tuesday. Check yourself. So I get up the next morning, and I'd kind of forgotten about it. I was groggy. You know, you get up in the morning, I take my little kid pee-pee.
Yeah.
But as soon as I'm going to the bathroom, I looked at the tub, and I go, it all came back immediately. So I closed the toilet, and you know, there's the mirror, but I'm a little kid. I can't see up in the mirror yet. I climb up on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
I lean in, because she said we're all going to wake up with black eyes.
Yeah.
And I look in, and I got a yellow, gold, purple black eye. I lose my shit, jump off the toilet, run into the living room, pull the covers off my dad. I go, Dad! He turns around, black eye.
He has one too.
What the fuck?
Get the fuck. Your grandmother was punching people in the middle of the night.
Run.
I'm going to be right. I'm going to be right.
Nanette, black eye.
Come on.
Grandma, black eye. Fucking devil. Shellacking motherfuckers. Yep, middle of the night over at the Betancourt household. I don't know how it happened. I don't remember anyone hitting me in the middle of the night. She said it. It fucking happened.
Wow. Damn, that's creepy.
And that was my first introduction to like, and that's God and that's the devil. He comes into your house in the middle of the night,
dick
throws a fucking heater down the middle, and then fucking, I'm out. Like,
game over.
Yeah, I don't need to say shit. I think what I said's on your face.
Damn.
Everything I needed to say is on your eyeball, kid.
The devil's in the house.
Yeah.
Like, go to sleep. We're all going to wake up with black eyes, and everybody does.
Yeah, take that to school and tell them who sent you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man, that was legit. And so it was all, there was a lot of alcoholism, addiction, and my father was dating a woman who was struggling with some, I think she was a heroin addict, and at his wake, she found out she was pregnant.
Oh, boy.
So then in the middle of the night, my uncle comes, well, actually right before, not the middle of the night, right, it's crack of dawn, comes to kidnap me out, because at this point, no, there's no one there functioning that can take care of a little kid. And so he comes and gets me and then moves me over to my mom, who I didn't really know.
Yeah.
Who had since gone on to just pass away, so I don't want to slander her. But she had a very difficult life. Bank robber.
Whoa. Your mom was a bank robber? Dude, a female bank robber.
My mom sold costumes. This guy is a bank robber.
Female bank robbers are extremely
rare. Was she off the boat?
Well, no. Her father was.
The bank robber.
Irish boat.
The float, maybe, out of the parade and fucking held somebody up.
Or pancakes.com.
Give me your goddamn money. My son's going to buy .com.
The only guy who's plugging, he's got three sites. One's in progress. The other two don't even exist.
They don't even exist. I'm smart. I'm not stupid like people say, guys. I'm smart.
Okay, so your uncle, is this your dad's brother, your uncle that took you out of this house?
No, it's my mom's
brother.
It's
your mom's brother.
So he literally did kidnap you.
He steals you.
Oh, yeah. And then my dad's good sister, who was in school and handling her shit, came out. She knew. And she's like, I'm never going to see him again, am I? And he's like, no. And so then.
So were you having a relationship with your uncle the whole time before this?
We had clicked. And I would go sometimes on the weekends up to that point, and I'd stay with my mom's mother, grandmother. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really see my mom that much. But my grandma wanted me in her life. Mm-hmm. And she lived in this quaint little village called Oak Park, which is also on the west side.
Yeah, that's my buddy Jordan. That's where Jordan grew up.
Yeah, so she lived in Oak Park, and she lived a block from the church. We'd go down. It was just, it's all surreal, man.
Did you ever live over that area?
I live with her on the weekends.
Okay.
And then, I'm trying to think, did I live in Oak Park? I live down the street in Berwyn.
So you what high school did you go to?
Fenwick.
Right.
Yeah, Fenwick saved my life, man.
Did it?
Yeah, my grandma worked there as a registrar, which I think is kind of a form of a secretary. So I'd stay. I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you, because I haven't seen it in
just
school since.
Shit.
Yeah, you need anything registered? Yeah. No? All right, I'm here if you need me.
You want me to register some .com? I got time on my hands.
You'd be surprised.
There's only two on the list today.
It's not important already, until you need it.
They're already taken.
You want more pancakes? Sorry.
That's taken.
So then you were living, then the way he kidnapped you, you went and lived with your mom?
Your mom.
I went to live with my mom. I was hysterical. I was very sad because I didn't, you know, who was dude going to play with while I was gone? And
seriously.
What was dude and baby going to do? So he gives me this big speech of, you know, there's a YMCA over there. There's going to be other kids. There's a pool. You can hang out. It's going to be, because I didn't know who my mother was. I just had no memories of her. And so we finally get over there, and my grandfather owned a little two flat on the corner, 25th and Clarence. He lived upstairs, she lived downstairs, and then his son, my other uncle, who he had multiple sclerosis, lived in the living room that he had walled off, much like the house that you grew up in. He hated his dad. He was a pathological liar. Like, he would come up to me and go, you know, I used to deliver air conditioning units to the Taj Mahal when I was a helicopter pilot.
That kind
and
of
even
shit.
As like an 8-year-old, I'm like, this guy's full of shit,
8 years
man.
Old.
I'm a member of Mensa.
Yeah.
I'm a genius. And the weird thing was, this cat like had broken away from the family, was a successful stockbroker, and then got multiple sclerosis. And I think it just fucking
crumbled him.
It ruined him.
Fucked his shit up.
He had one room.
It was humbling to him because he had owned a Lamborghini.
Oh,
and
really?
Like back in the day, and was the man and was the fucking toast of the town. I'd moved to New York and his shit just fucking crumbled in. And now he's this living in this little room with a dad who was my grandfather, who was an alcoholic.
Jesus.
Who fucked him up early on, but then he got sober later on, but that wasn't a part of his life. Mm-hmm. You know, so now he had this. And then my mom lived downstairs. So I go and I live with my mom. And I, you know, he goes, all right, here she is. I'm going to knock on her door. This is going to be your new home. And so the door opens, and it was like one of those Westerns, you know, where someone's standing in front of you, and it's like a stand-up.
Does she know you're coming yet?
She knows I'm coming.
Okay.
I see her. Now, up, I talked like a little black kid. Like that, I was like, you know, if you would say to me, hey, put on these headphones, I go, ain't.
Ain't.
Ain't. Like, you know, like that. And so, like, if you didn't know that was coming, Jesus, that was probably shocking you. Like, yeah. It was like, so.
I thought he was Puerto Rican.
I thought this kid was Puerto Rican.
He ain't Puerto Rican. Morepancakes.com.
It doesn't even exist.
Mm-hmm. People are going to go to that. There's literally nothing there. It's going to say this site
is taken.
Hosted courtesy of GoDaddy.
Yeah.
I got to redirect
but
that
we know
shit
who
tonight.
Owns it. Yeah.
Redirect all to McBancourt, which is
in progress.
So what? You,
so I walk in. He goes, "This is your mom." I pop the fridge open. I'm nervous. I pop open a quart of milk. I drink it. It's all curdled.
You remember this?
I remember this.
Well, I love. He's like, well, "I'm gonna make myself at home." Yeah.
You know, but I was nervous, so I just like looking around. I've been just driving
curdled milk too.
For about, you know, 40 minutes to get to the new spot, and I pop open the milk, curdle. I spit it on the floor, and before I can look up, she had just reached back and threw in a right, just popped me right in the mouth, and I went down. And I look at my uncle, and he goes, "Good luck."
No.
Boom. Out the door.
She just punched you in the face.
Knocked
hello.
Me down. Fucking, there you go. And she, that's who she
bank
was.
Bank robber. She's a fucking bank robber.
Yeah.
Well, that particular bank robbery was sponsored by vodka. But
yeah, hell yeah.
This she, bank robbery sponsored.
Yeah. I missed you.
She parked the car two blocks away because she didn't want to get a ticket.
Hold on. We're going to get it. Well, I want to hear that story. So wait
you
a minute.
You robbing a bank?
Yeah, right.
About a $40 ticket.
She punches you in the face, and that's the beginning of living
well, yeah,
with mom
she was,
at that point.
You know, she. You look back, it was tumultuous. It was hard coming up.
You sure your mom wasn't the devil? Because, I mean, that's somebody giving black eyes.
Seriously.
I mean, let's talk about it for a second.
That would be a trip if she was like, I will punch everyone in this house in the face. You want to take my baby?
Hold on a second. Ain't. Ain't. Did she die in jail?
No, she okay. actually... How can I say?
There's, you don't have to.
I mean, look, I'm actually writing all of this because I'm trying to put together. I shouldn't promote a book that's not out
I've
yet,
actually been taking notes the whole time. So
why wouldn't you promote
out?
A book that's not out yet? You're promoting websites that don't exist.
I'd like to just preface it. My book is in progress.
That is the preface.
Just wrote the inside flap.
There's a site up. Yeah, I got the picture. It's me on a toilet.
Yeah, that will
still
be.
Waiting for one of y'all to caption.
The name
it.
Of the book is You Fancy, huh?
It's called Ain't.
Ain't gonna do it.
Okay, so we keep derailing you. I'm sorry. I'm enjoying the shit out of this. So how did she die? Jay was asking. That's where you were.
She passed away about a year ago. She
did she do jail time?
Yeah, she did jail time. Okay. She in order to do really long time on a bank robbery, there has to be three things, one of which is a threat of violence.
Right.
And she robbed the bank with a note. So they...
Classy.
Yeah, clearly. That's look, she had a huge temper. She had some psychological issues. And, you know, God bless her. I have two children now, and I have a very, you know, not a difficult time, but it's certainly taxing, and it requires every amount of restraint and kindness. And you add alcoholism, drug addiction, sure, mental illness into that. And, you know, time has allowed me a little perspective to look back and have some sympathy maybe that I didn't, you know, possess because I walked around for many years with a chip on my shoulder, mm-hmm, ready to fuck up the world, you know, because I'm like, oh, it's payback time now. Because,
yeah,
you know, for 10 years, I lived my life like every motherfucker's going to pay.
Yeah.
Everybody.
10 years. What was that? Was that at 16? What?
I was like 18 to 28.
Oh, okay.
Right around there. I mean, so what happened was I'd live with my mom. She'd take me out drinking. You know,
underage when you
yeah,
first
well,
were?
Yeah, I'd have like corduroy pants on and my mustard, this color, like legal pad yellow, like Catholic
legal
uniform.
Pad yellow, I love
you know?
That.
So, and I'd be drinking Manhattans, drinking, like listening to like
man.
Debbie Deb Lookout Weekend, smoke machines and shit. I'm drinking, you know, fucking dancing.
Wow.
And then,
like
10? Nine, 10. My son's age. That picture I showed you. My son's age.
Wow.
So
could
then,
you imagine doing that now as a dad?
I would go to school the next day, and they're like, all right, open up your study pack. Today we're going to learn cursive. I'm like, I got home an hour ago. Like,
My mom just dropped me off. Are you wearing the same shit today, Mick?
Yeah.
I'm Why like, you smell no. like smoke?
Damn. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Ten.
It was
wow.
It was rough. It was rough. And you know, and then on the weekends I'd go live with my grandmother who, you know, my father had passed away. Her one son had a meltdown. Her other son, my uncle, was murdered when he was 26.
Damn.
Her husband was an alcoholic. They had a divorce. You know what I mean? So yeah. She was like this stoic, frail Irish woman who literally walked to work and then church was on the corner and went to church. And then like when I went with her, she would be like, we're going to church. God, 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 God. And then I, you know, I'd be out drinking and doing crazy shit during the week. And then yeah. She'd be like, and this is how you get saved, baby. She didn't do that. I don't know why.
The
this
devil
is, weird
is not in this house.
Southern yeah. gentleman caller lady. My grandma's out of a Tennessee Williams play right now.
But I mean, okay. So you had told me about a house you lived in. Remember about that with the, you told me like, it was like, you ran it kind of like a bar.
Yeah.
He's well, been trying to tell me about that. I've been wanting
I mean,
to hear
yeah, I've
story.
Been wanting to hear it again. Like
what happened is when my,
maybe we didn't have a similar growing up.
First guess that we had a little rougher than rough.
So my mom's having a hard time.
I feel good about myself, man.
Going day to day, you know, and yeah. my because I was cut with Puerto Rican, my grandfather really did not. I don't think he liked the idea that his daughter had a child that early. I don't think he liked any of it. So he would say, "How's the kid doing?" And I'd be standing right next to him, like, "I like kids. What kid are we talking about?
I want to play with somebody. God damn it!"
And one day, my mom was passed out downstairs, and I just walked upstairs and knocked on his door. And he lived in the kitchen. He had two lazy boys and a metal table and like a little push bar that you could move around with a TV on it.
Uh-huh.
And so this is going to sound so crazy, but the Black Stallion was on. He was just watching the Black Stallion.
Good, big
so
fan.
So he's like, hey, you want to watch this? It's got Mickey Rooney in it. So I go, yeah. I sit down and towards the end, I'm crying, you know? I'm like, this is...
He throws the goggles off and shit.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Oh, it's so fucking incredible. I look over at him, and he goes, why don't you stay up here tonight? Because he knew, you know?
Yeah.
You look back, he knew. And so...
Like in the kitchen?
I sit on the table, cold. Yeah.
I'm going to sleep over here next to the microwave.
Is that the devil levitating in the corner? Motherfuckers follow me everywhere.
He's got a left hook, man. Grandpa, he's got a left hook.
Better than your mother's?
Watch your nose. Watch your nose.
Man,
why don't you stay up here tonight?
Sleep in the pantry. Just go ahead and pull the pantry out.
You know what? You could sleep tonight out in the fucking alley. You like alleys?
You
like pebbles?
You might be able to get into the bread drawer.
You like crushed cement?
Holy so then you what? And started shit. Living up there. With
I started
him.
Living up there, and then he went to the lumber yard. About a week later, he built me this little loft bed up in one of the like a little sunroom.
That's nice.
I just started staying up there, man, and he was the cool. Like, you look.
So you bonded.
Let me tell you,
at that
I just
point.
Would not be here
because if it wasn't if for it Black
wasn't,
Stallion.
If it wasn't for Black Stallion, if it wasn't for my grandfather, yeah. We would go out for walks every night. And he became, you know.
Little, how old were you?
When I moved up there, I was probably 9.
You learned a Black family, Black Stallion, a lot of learn a lot,
a lot
man.
Of black
a lot
eyes,
of culture, black eyes.
A lot of culture,
a lot of culture,
a lot of culture in your background.
The devil, black eyes. Clearly, you got blackness near you.
So when she
surrounded
would, so you
by
would
darkness.
I'm sorry, you would take walks and yeah, and so
yeah,
you bonded.
Go and it was you know an attaboy, the a kindness, and I think because of the way that he had come up and maybe some of the damage that he had done, he saw maybe a little. Something, you know, a little
potential,
a little potential and a little, not payback. What's the word I'm looking for?
Oh yeah. Redemption.
Redemption.
Yeah.
A little redemption. And,
love
Jay
Larson.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. Redemption. No stranger to the SAT. Polysyllabic words. Put it on the board. Yeah. So that was nice. We'd go. And then see, I like to bring it up and then I like to take it down.
Bring yeah, it down. That's okay. We'll that's bring fine. It back up.
You know, we'd wrestle and goof around and stuff. And one day in June, it was really fucking hot. And I came off my my bunk and I went over by him and we were wrestling a little bit. Heart attack right in my arms.
Just oh, Jesus. How old were you?
Done. 13.
Oh.
Right there where I'm thinking we're wrestling a little bit. And then I'm looking at him and I just watch the life go out of him. So I lose my shit. So there was like, you open the door, stairs going down, little level, then stairs going down, first floor. I jump over the banister, straight down, to the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm pounding on my mom's door. I'm going, Gramps dead, Gramps dead, Gramps dead. She opens the door. Buck ass naked fucking guy, naked, passed out on her table with a fifth of fucking early times.
Jeez.
On the thing. I'm like, fuck.
Like, you're not going to get any help here.
I'm pounding, you know, and I'm like, call 911 something, you know, Gramps dead. This poor fucking guy went out drinking the night before. He's on Easy Street. He fucking took some girl home. Now, how's he telling the story right now?
Yeah, right.
They're like, hey, Tommy, tell the story the one time you fucking took the lady home and her kid starts banging on the fucking door. Her dad's dead. Listen to this one. You know what I mean? Like, as a storyteller, I'm like, what was that?
He's
fucking
got a great podcast.
That's the last fucking time that guy, I had been thinking about quitting drinking.
I went straight that night.
And so my grandfather passed away, and I stayed in the apartment. No one came and got me. So I stayed in his thing.
So, like, how are you getting food?
I stole. I panhandled on the street. Mm-hmm. And then I got a job at a pizzeria so I could eat.
Yeah.
And I went and I took the entrance exam for the high school, Fenwick. I went and I talked to the wrestling coach. And I said,
like, listen, man, I killed a guy once wrestling. I think I should be on the team.
Yeah. You ever heard of the devil, homeboy?
I got a
kick my ass once, man. Yeah.
I got a bear
I fought
hug
the devil.
That will kill you. Not literally, it will kill you.
So you weren't in school before?
No, I was. I graduated I think he passed. Well, it was June, so I had just graduated eighth grade.
Okay.
And you know, everybody was struggling in the family, and they knew my mom lived downstairs, and she'd be drinking, and she was dating this piece of shit Pete who'd beat her, and I'd go down there and I'd just start wrestling, and one day I knocked this guy out, and she moved out, and she was with Pete, and she'd intermittently come back in and out, and I just kind of opened a bar, first upstairs and then downstairs.
And who would be frequenting this bar?
Well, it was an eclectic group of people. It was
please say Bebe came.
Bebe came by, smoking hot.
Bebe, come back. To me.
The dude come over. Please say he did.
Bebe, come back.
No.
I said, dude, is that you?
who would be coming over?
It would be the skateboarders from the neighborhood.
How old are you at this time? 16?
13.
Jesus. A bar.
13. Yeah. Some of the cops from around the corner.
Cops. And would there be prostitution going on?
And then some of the outfit guys and a couple ladies of the night and kids my age. So it'd be a group of kids.
Yeah.
It was kind of an open door policy. We throw parties down there. It was incredible.
So the police kept an eye on it and also
it was just like
a weird,
at first they came by, but it was weird. Like when I look, you know.
Let me go keep an eye on this kid. Maybe I'll get my dick sucked.
Go in there.
Have a couple beers, get my dick sucked.
See what this grade school is all about.
Seriously. Let's see what 13-year-olds are. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You're looking like
Tommy,
that.
Get in here. They got pussy for sale and more pancakes.
There's going to be a system of a transformation of information where you may be able to parlay this pancake idea into a hosted site.
I really hope you can I hope you crush with it. I really hope you destroy with it. I hope one day you're just like throwing money in people's faces and be like, more pancakes, motherfucker.
You're going to look at like, more pancakes is going to shut GoDaddy down tomorrow, and they're going to be like, it's not even a site. There's like not even anything on here for people to see. How did we shut down the servers?
Just flooding the servers for more pancakes.
My cheeks are hurting
a little. My face hurts. I can't move. Oh, shit.
So okay, this bar I'm fascinated with.
Please. Yeah.
Were you going to school? Like, were you a good student? Because I feel like, I mean, you're pretty intelligent too.
Yeah, well, my school was, if I was good at something, then I would get A's, B's. And if I wasn't, literally no amount of motivation or inspiration. Yeah. I just couldn't, like, get my head around it. And I wasn't going.
That's how it works for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't
like. For me.
Math is not, like, I like math, like, buy low, sell high, like, old school math, like, all right, this pen costs a dollar, I'll sell it to you for $1.50. You know, like,
You want 642, you want me to box it? You want me to box that, and you want a straight? Okay, 642, I got that.
I want a straight, and throw in two scratchers. Yeah.
While we're at it.
The poker ones.
Give me them lucky nines. Nine's not lucky. It is if on that scratch.
You got them Newport longs? I want the hundreds. No, Newport hundreds.
300s. All right, I'm sorry, Jay.
No.
Keep us straight so we get this bar story out. I'm sorry.
So, when was it? Was it open during the day? Were you going to school? What was the story?
If I was, you know, it was like it started out as kind of a party thing. At first, I was going to open a skateboard because there was a little Polish babushka hair salon for like old ladies. Mm-hmm. And then when my grandfather died, the repair of the building, the reason why I could live there and not pay any utilities is he had a little, he had like 20 grand in the bank that was paying the taxes, the utility bills, and everything. Because my mom was drinking a lot at the time, but she wasn't calling utilities and telling them, you know, shut my pot. She didn't give a shit. It was all on his, on his account. So I just stayed there. No one claimed me. I started throwing parties, and then it just became a thing. And then for that summer, that was the thing.
And you were just parenting yourself.
I had no parents.
No, right. So yeah, it was just you. If you needed toothpaste, you bought toothpaste. Or were you? What was the deal?
No. So what happened was, the high school that I went to was, my grandma worked there. And the weird part is,
and they knew that your grandma knew that you.
I don't think she really knew, and she couldn't really. She was so frail, like literally. Yeah. I shit you not. Like she would eat like a Lean Cuisine over 3 days.
Wow.
Like she would chain smoke Carlton cigarettes, read Agatha Christie, and like eat one Lean Cuisine over 3 days. Like no money, like dirt, shit, poor, like barely staying in the house.
Yeah.
She couldn't do anything if she wanted to. You know what I mean? My uncle was struggling. He was just starting his family. The guy that came and got me. And he was going through a real rough patch. So I go to this school, and then, you know, my mom would come back in, and she'd be like, I need my fucking place. I need my place. So I'm like, all right. I go back upstairs, and my Uncle Tommy'd be there. And I go
in the living room?
In his living room. And here's the best part. Now, I'm not eating. I'm literally stealing to eat. Mm-hmm. And he's got an industrial-sized freezer on my side of the fucking apartment filled with steaks.
That's fucked.
And he would come in with his cane because he had fucking MS, and he'd be like, you eating my fucking steaks? And
no, I'm like, throwing them out.
And I'm like, I'm not eating shit, man. I'm fucking,
look
you know,
at me. I'm 9 pounds. Grandma's eating more than me.
Yeah. And like, I remember one time I made on stale bread a Wheaties mayonnaise sandwich because that's all I had of like shit Wheaties, fucking mayonnaise from the fridge. And I had a box of rice. And I literally lived on that for like a summer.
Made that curdled milk look pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
Fucking good. I wish
Wheaties
I could have that.
Wheaties mayonnaise sandwich. Fuck.
Better known as maybe yogurt.
Extra mayo.
Maybe yogurt.
There's a website, maybeyogurt.com.
Maybe yogurt. But
go get it, y'all.
Progress.
Go get it. Maybeyogurt.com.
Damn.
It hasn't curdled officially into yogurt yet. We got our fingers crossed.
All right, so I have a question for you. Are you at this point, are you making this work? So you're not charging, you're not making this work where you're putting money in your pocket at all? You're not getting
just
the little
people
no, yeah,
the prostitutes
over,
money? And
I'd get some dough. You know, I'd always thrown, I had thrown parties. And even, so I go to this high school, I enroll, I get in, and I'm wrestling varsity, and I'm working at a restaurant. I'm closing it till 2 in the morning. Then I'm getting up at 5, and the guys are like, listen, come in, the varsity guys that could have cars, they're like, we'll pick you up at 5:30 in the morning for weights in the morning. And I'm like, all right, man, I'm in, because I wanted to be committed. I love wrestling. I'd keep sleeping through. They're like, listen, you leave your door open. These were fucking gentlemen. Yeah. I mean, these were good kids, you know? They're fucking came from good houses. They wanted to study hard. And they're like, you're going to be a great wrestler. Leave your door open. If you can't do it for yourself, let the team help.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was so ashamed because I'm like, dude, these guys are going to fuck. Now, what I left out is it is fucking rat and mice infested.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally like chewing through the cans at this point. Like it literally sounded like it was raining in the house
they
all day and
either,
all night.
Huh?
Were they up in your little loft?
Call them in the mall.
They get in your loft in the sunroom?
Everywhere, man. Everywhere.
Laying.
They were the ones eating Mike's steaks.
Fucking yeah, Tommy. Yes, the mice.
Steaks, yeah.
Yes, the mice. Yes, Tommy.
The mice.
Did the mice get on your fucking helicopter, Tommy?
Saw the devil here last night.
Are they in your air conditioning units?
No, the devil was in here.
Mice talking to each other.
Did you transfer them to the Taj Mahal? You fuck.
You fucking liar. Okay, so did they?
No, I couldn't do it. I was too embarrassed. Like, because at this point, I was really following behind. You talk about buying toothpaste and stuff. Like,
yeah.
There wasn't a laundry night. Like, I was day to day at this point, like treading water. You know, I'm going to this prep school where you got to wear a fucking sport coat. There wasn't a laundry night. I was like, work, check, piece of bread, food, cut weight, you know, can't let guys in. Like, you could see the outline of my body on the sheets because I would just fall into the bed and change the sheets and fucking go to school. Clothes are getting yellow. So I'm walking down the hall one day, middle of my freshman year, and I'm like, I can't fucking do this anymore. I'm like, I got to figure out. I go, maybe I could, you know, there was a wing of this school that used to be a rectory where the priests used to stay. So I'm like, maybe if I go, because I was working at the school for financial aid, because I'm like, I'd fill the paperwork out on behalf of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, they make nothing. Can I? So I was working before, you know, so I wrestle, practice, work at the school.
You're like Rudy, bro.
Yeah. So then I'd go to school, work lunch at the school.
Yeah.
Regular practice.
Work, oh, so you're working hour. Lunch, serving to your friends and shit?
No, I was in the office.
Okay.
Then
I love the hustle. I do.
Yeah,
I love
and
it.
Then and then I go to wrestling
it's
practice.
Called survival.
Yeah, then I go to the restaurant, and the restaurant was great too. Because one time I go in there, and the guy's like, "Hey, yeah, kid, don't come in Saturday." And I'm like, "I eat here." And he's like, "Take a fucking sandwich home with you, then. Just don't come in Saturday. No, do not come around Saturday." So I'm like, "Or Saturday." I get on my bicycle and I ride by. The whole fucking place is on fire.
Shut up. Wow. Tight.
Listen, take six sandwiches. Yes. Don't fucking come by Saturday. He's like, I'm coming by.
Still going by.
Thank there. God it was on fire when you got oh, there. I you know, weren't standing out front when the shit blew or whatever.
And then I went to the guy. I won't say his name. I go, hey, what happened? He goes, hey, we got hit by Greek lightning.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, motherfucker.
If only Greece would get hit by it.
I know. So then I went in and I asked, I said, is there a counselor, somebody I could talk to, a priest?
Yeah, I'm surprised that one hasn't, like,
well, they didn't know.
Approached
I,
you
I,
yet.
I played it pretty good. And so, you know, I went to this guy who was actually a Franciscan brother. I went to a Dominican brother school that wore the white robes with the belt, but this particular guy was a Franciscan brother. And I said, listen, I got to, can I live up in the rectory maybe for a couple weeks? And he's like, oh, you having a problem with your parents? I'm like, I don't have any parents, my man. Like, I just need a place. I need, like, a cot. And I can bring a suitcase. I won't be bothering anybody. He's like, you want to back up a little bit and tell me what's going on? I'm like, eh, I don't have any parents. And my clothes fucking smell. And then I just lost my shit. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And he's like, we're calling DCFS. We're going to have your mother arrested. I'm like, I ain't saying shit about anything.
Yep.
I go, it ain't going to happen. I go, I won't. I go, I don't want to go into a state home. I want to go in an orphanage. I want to stay
running,
at the school.
I got a barn running, man. I really can't.
I'm cutting weight now. I got a tourney tomorrow, man.
I got wrestle off at 3.
I'm spitting in a cup, motherfucker, trying to drop a quarter pound.
Quarter
pound. Can you just get me a
filing
cookie?
All this stress on my back. I just need, if I could lose a little weight, I'd dominate.
I'm just hooked on pancakes.
That's my biggest problem.
You want some more? I will.
I can't shake
Eventually,
pancakes.
I will.
Brother John, I just can't shake pancakes.
So what happened?
So he's like, he didn't believe what I was telling him, so we drove.
You and him?
Yeah, we drove, and he goes, all right, you can't stay here tonight. He's like, he had people come in and take pictures and everything, and I'm like, I'm not testifying. I'm not pressing charges. I want a place to live. That's it. So he said, is there anybody you know that you could stay with for a while, family? So I called my uncle. He came and got me, and I grabbed a suitcase. I packed some shit in there. And then I went over and I stayed on his sofa. So, at night I'd take some sheets out and a blanket. And his second child? I think his second child was just born. So that's where I lived. And we were super poor and really struggling, man. And, you know, they took me in.
Did you get a job after the joint burned down?
When they rebuilt it, three times the size as the old one.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful spot. I was the worst busboy ever. They put me on salads after, like, you cannot be in the
fuck
house.
Fuck it. You're getting on salads.
They're like, you know what happened? I was dating this girl, and it was right when Top Gun came on, and Take My Breath Away.
Right?
Berlin. So they go like this one time, and I was really sad. She was the first girl I'd hooked up with. So I go, he gives me $5, and he goes, put some songs on the jukebox. So I go, all right. And it was A5. I'll never forget it. Was Take My Breath Away. And I just went.
Oh,
I played $5 worth of fucking Berlin's Take My Breath Away until finally, like, two dudes just chomping down a pizza.
Yeah.
We're like, listen, you're going to turn the fucking jukebox off right now. Take My Breath Away just came on for the 12th fucking time. We're just here to have a couple beers and some fucking pizza. You can just unplug that fucking thing.
Like, we're going to burn this fucking place down.
I don't know. What's that? 50 plays for $5?
Oh, my God.
And I'm walking around all sad. You know, like a 13-year-old kid crying. Carol.
Carol.
Totally. Taking shit up. Fucking the guy's like,
get Mick on salads. Yeah,
get him.
God
on
damn it.
Yeah, who put this on 50 times in a row? Maybe the 13-year-old crying, holding one fucking dirty glass while the whole restaurant is piling up.
Yeah.
Shit is stacking up on tables.
Did you get the Greek salad?
So then They put me on salads in the back.
In the back, not even delivering. I'm in the just back, making them.
I had a little cold station, and they're like, "All you need to do is make salads. That's it. Can you do that?" And I'm like,
"Put
I can.
Some lettuce in a bowl and some croutons."
But I kept forgetting. I'm like,
"It's a Caesar, man.
What's on a Cobb salad? Fuck ham and what?" So I had to keep asking the waitress to bring the salads back in. They'd be like, "Where's the turkey? Turkey's on the Cobb." I'm like, I need a sign or something. There's like three things come on a fucking Cobb salad. Three. And I'm like, what's the third one? That's
man.
The worst.
Does anyone need more pancakes? Put them on pancakes. Put the...
You guys, we're just making pancakes here. Something simple and delicious.
Take my breath away. Oh,
still going in the fucking...
In the background.
In the background. It can't stop at this point. Some guy's stabbing himself in the neck with a fork. Oh. He just can't deal with it. So then you just live with your...
I live with them, and then we got bounced out of that place, and we moved back into my place.
Who was living there when you bounced from your
yeah,
place?
Yeah, it was still available. Like it wasn't.
Well, yeah, it was there. My mom moved back in to her place downstairs, and the upstairs was empty. Tommy still lived in his living room. He didn't move out.
He was just like, "I'm fine."
He's just getting like disability checks
in his little spot. Yeah, man. He grinded it out. I mean, they sold that place.
Who sold it?
Well, it went to the trustees. It went to the kids. So my mom, my uncle, and Tommy. Matt.
Okay.
So yeah, it was crazy, man. So we moved back in there. That was a rough time for everybody, man. Everyone was dirt fucking poor, living in this shitty fucking mice infested shithole. You know, yeah. It was a nice place, but it was just overrun. It was infested. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we got out of there. We went to a neighborhood called Forest Park and lived there. I lived there. I was with those guys for 3 years.
Wow.
Then that was it, man. 18. And then
what?
I thought I was going to go into the Marine Corps for sure because I didn't have any dough for college and my grades were average at best, you know, some A's and B's in English, some C's. And I was going to flunk chemistry, which probably would have made me have to do summer school. And thank God this guy knew me, knew my grandma, and said, "You know what, I'm going to give you a D so you can get out of here."
Couldn't give you a C.
You know what, I'm going to write him a D. Really? How about a C?
Yeah.
You fuck.
Seriously, can I just get a C? Do you know what I have gone through to be here?
He was that D was a gift from God, man. Yeah. That shit, I was like, oh, because I didn't want to embarrass my
Listen, I know your grandma. All right, I'm a good woman. I'm going to give you a D.
Yeah, I mean, it was on the, I'm not a kid. I think it was chemistry. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, man.
Like, I get words and we're going to tell a story and that makes sense to me. You're talking about particles and that. What?
How much did you love wrestling?
What? Oh, it's the best, man.
Wrestling. I was I did not have it anywhere near as bad as you. I had similar equations, but not the anything like the growing up. Like my mom.
But not the sum.
Yeah, my parents started off together. Around third, fourth grade, they split. Fifth grade they were divorced. We had to go with my mom first, but we didn't want to. Then my dad, they got back together. And then she was split. She went to court and was like, "I don't want Ryan. If my other son, Derek, wants to come, he can. But I want my youngest son." And my dad's like, "Well, I love all my kids. I want my kids." And this was a female judge. This was 88, 89.
She's like, "I'm going to cut the youngest in half. You each get half."
She said, "In all my years of family court, as a judge, as a mother, as a grandmother, I've never heard a woman come in and say, 'I don't want my children.' So I'm going to award custody to your husband, and you're going to pay him child support."
Wow.
You don't hear that today.
Never. No, never.
This woman was so bothered by another woman saying, "Well, this one I don't want. This one, nah, whatever the fuck. And this one over here I do want." And
wow.
So we live with my father, and we're 16, and we wake up. And he had had a heart attack. He went to the hospital. They let him out Thanksgiving weekend. We spent the weekend in Highland Town in the Greek part of Baltimore, and then we went back to our house in the county, and we woke up, and he was dead. And that was it. And we didn't want to go live with our mother, but we were minors, and the state was like, "You're going to go live with her." So we go put in with her. And the truth is, she did us a solid, because she would come home on Sunday only for a couple hours to do laundry and split. We were alone Monday to Sunday. We took care of each other. We were in that apartment I was telling you about, the split wall one with the bathroom and the kitchen and stuff. And
so were you the oldest?
No, I have a fraternal twin brother. He's 4 minutes older than me, and then there's me, and then we have a younger brother that's not quite 4 years, about 3.5 years younger than us. So the three of us just took care of each other, and like, you know, we were driving to school, we'd sign each other's permission slips, we took care of each other. And, yeah. But we had a good group of friends, like you said. We had good guys, and their parents knew we weren't bad kids. They're like, no, these are good kids. So yeah. they would, they're all grown with kids now, and I'm like, would you ever let your kids go over and stay? And they're like, hell no. But their parents did. On every night, we all went to school. We didn't fuck off. But it was sports that kept me
absolutely
regimented and you know, focused. And wrestling, I didn't start wrestling till 10th grade. I only wrestled 10th and 11th grade because I got hurt my senior year. But I just had fucked up my back, and I was like, I'm not risking this shit. But 10th and 11th grade, and there's nothing like going out on against. And I had a brother my size and my age. He was always bigger. Like, he was riding bumper cars at the amusement park before I could, and I'd be standing out there like, this motherfucker. Look at it. And he'd be like, ha, ha, ha. He was always like 3 inches.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, come on, Dad. Like, man, it's the rules of the park, man. What do you want me to do? Like, you can't ride it. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. And he'd come by real close and shit. So, you know, it wasn't foreign to me to want to have someone else want to fuck me up, because my brother and I would fight all the time. And
there's something about
one-on-one where it's you
and what they
cheating yourself doesn't apply to any other sport like it does to wrestling. You can dog it a little bit on if you're out of the play on a fucking 9-man team or an 11-man team.
Nowhere to hide.
There, when it's just you under that light, and if you're getting fucking pinned in front of that whole crowd, it's on your ass. It is a lonely, lonely
and
feeling.
You know every sit-up you fake. Yes. You know, it's weird. The shame recall is horrible. So I wrestled varsity freshman year, and then because of the things that happened, I quit.
Just wrestled the 1 year?
Well, I wrestled in grade school.
Okay.
And then I wrestled in, I wrestled eighth grade, and then I wrestled my freshman year. So then I quit because I just couldn't deal with everything. I just had like a breakdown. So then sophomore year, I'm kind of getting my shit back together. Junior year is okay. And my heart's breaking because some of my best friends from that clearly saved, you know, my guys that I still see now, a guy that lives out here, guys I've known since first grade. Mm-hmm. So guys that I've known my entire life, and one guy had gone on to be, we wrestled together in grade school, and now he was captain of the wrestling team.
Okay.
And so I'm looking at the, you know, I know the season's about to start, and I say, I'm going to try out for the team. Now, I haven't wrestled for 2 years, mm-hmm. and this is senior varsity, you know, they're all studs, you know, and I'm like, so I just start running. I'm not anywhere near wrestling shape, you know what I mean? But I know the road work I got to do, so I'm doing that on my own, So I go to the coach, and I'm like, he's like, dude, you have two studs at one. My walk-around weight was 180, so I thought I could get down to 152 or 145.
Damn.
And so
that's
I'm like,
a lot of weight to drop.
I know.
And still stay strong. I mean, that's a lot.
So I got down to 151 and a half, and I wrestled this kid, Jason Hart, who was a great wrestler.
What's up, Jay?
What's up, Jason Hart?
Shout out to Jason Hart. And he went down to 145, and I won the spot.
Nice.
And I wrestled senior year.
Dude, that's tight.
And it was magical, man, to wrestle with my pal Mike and to get back out on the mat and to go. And I had a lot of catching up to do, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going down swinging. Like, I'm going to do this. And did the road work and got back in. It's not, you know, winning an NCAA championship, but for something that I truly love to go back and be able to do it.
It's like you getting back into college, man.
Fucking great.
Yeah, just like it.
I tell you, man, we had so many fucking crazy stories. We had a I could go on and on about wrestling for days, but there was one I'll never forget. You know, everyone's doing whatever they fucking can to cut weight. We had this old Jay Moore makes fun of me all the time because we had an old German like overcoat from the surplus store, and we would put that bitch on and run if we needed to drop a pound or two before. We would get on the bus and we would just spit in cups until we could get that extra like quarter, half pound off us on the way. Like, it's probably terrible for your body to do that. And then there would be times like where you cut the weight and they're like, we need you to move up to 65. I'm like, 65? I'm wrestling 45. Like, yeah. So I would get on the scale in my full sweats, headgear hanging, eating a cup of pudding, and it's not even moving. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And if it's a fat guy, I got it. Yeah. If it's a dude that's muscle, it's a 20 pounds of muscle is going to fuck. I know he's going to fuck me up. Yeah. There's this stud.
Because 65 is 195.
Yes.
Or
that's
right. You know, 185.
So we're going.
D's, dude.
Yeah, because they're cutting
down
to
20 pounds so they can
body
fuck
fat.
You up. Yeah. You know,
it's just rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless you're a heavyweight.
We go into this. It was a McDonough tournament. It was a holiday tournament. So you're there all fucking day. You get there at like 7 a.m. You don't leave till it's pitch black out. And the coach is like, we need you to fill this spot. I'm like, can't we just take the fucking loss? He's like, no, we can't take the points. Even if you get, just don't get pinned.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. So
don't get pinned.
And this dude was a stud. I mean, he was big as shit. And I'm like, fuck. So we go at it, and ref blows the whistle, and the dude just stuck his neck out a little too far, and I saw it, and I was like, I think I got this son of a bitch, and I headlocked him, flipped him.
No
boom,
way.
And I threw his arm over his mouth and nose, and I just fucking held on. My dad was dead at this time, and I was angry, you know what I mean? Yeah, and I held on for dear life, one, because I was angry, and two, because I knew if he got out of this headlock,
You're fucked.
Was fucking over. And I pinned him in like 8 seconds. I got the fastest pin in the whole tournament.
Damn.
He got up. He wanted to go again. He was pissed. I'm like, hey, it's over, man. Let's shake it up. Right here. Let's shake it up. But I stuck him. And then instead of the coach being like supportive, we get on the bus at the end and he's like, all right, he's giving out awards. He's like, now this award goes to, and I'm thinking, oh, it's gonna be the fastest pin in the tournament. He's like, for beating a guy you should never beat. Ryan, get on up here. I'm like, way to go, you dick. What kind of motivation? I'm beating a guy you should never beat. Like, I stuck him. I stuck his ass.
That's legit. Awesome,
it was legit. But
you
then there was other times.
The grave.
My brother, my twin brother, he I'll never forget, my dad, we were laughing so hard. He stuck his neck, because if you stick your neck out too far and somebody gets it, it's probably over for you if they know what they're doing. And this Asian kid pinned my brother in 7 seconds. And my dad and I were laughing. My dad's in the bleachers dying, like, look at this asshole. And he's like, people ride bulls longer than that. You know, just harping his own son.
Oh, shit.
7 seconds. Derek got stuck, dude. But we had...
That's back east support right there.
Yeah. There was this one black kid. His name was Mike Jones. And I'll never forget.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who's in the basement sipping 40?
Mike Jones. Who? Sagno.
This was Mike Jones before Mike Jones. And this kid
feel
was
good, don't it?
Ain't.
This kid was really fucking good, and he was so good that when he wrestled you, he would whisper in your ear how he was going to pin you.
Oh, man.
And you'd be wrestling, and you'd just hear him go, Cradle, and your eyes get all big, and the next thing you know, your fucking legs are over your head. Like, what the hell just happened? He just pinned me in a goddamn cradle. He was cocky as shit, but he was good, yeah. So we went to this one tournament. Everyone's cutting weight, and they're doing what they can, and there's two guys wrestling on the mat, and you just see this one kid shit himself everywhere. He's X-laxing. He just shits all over the mat. We're like, what the fuck? Because we got to get on that mat later.
Dude,
you know?
that's mental. That's mental. He's so psyching you out.
They stop the match.
Go shit on the mat. Go shit on the mat.
Right now, coach?
I don't know if I can win.
Right? You want me to shit right now, coach?
Shit on that guy.
Wait 5 seconds. Wait, hold it. Go.
This kid shit everywhere. They had to stop the mat. And the other kid, you know, they're rolling. They're both rolling it. The other poor kid's in it.
While he was wrestling?
Yes, while he was wrestling.
Oh,
he just shat himself. And then they're both in it, and they had to stop the match. And they had to, like, you know, bleach the fucking mats and disinfect everything. Because it's like, you know, like 11 a.m. We're going to be there till like 8 o'clock on these mats. And this kid shit all over it. So my friend Eric.
Ain't you the kid that shit on those mats? Like all day.
Ooh, this fucking
says
me. So
Mike Jones, man.
I didn't a little bit.
My friend Eric was good, and he's an idiot sometimes, a lovable idiot. He took some X-Lax to cut weight.
Yeah.
Cuz he was wrestling heavyweight and he wanted to drop him down. And so he took some X-Lax and he's just shitting his guts out. And we're in the men's locker room, the boys' locker room in high school, and there's one stall with no door on it, and he's just in it, and he's like, call my, and there's no cell phones or anything. He's like, oh. His house wasn't that far. He's like, call my brother. Tell him to bring me clean underpants. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, I shit myself. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? He's like, oh. It said take one. I'm like, well, how many did you take? He's like, I took one strip. I thought it meant one strip. I'm like, what?
No one ever thought it meant one strip.
That's what he said.
I thought it meant one industrial case.
Shitting his guts out, right? So his brother comes up to watch. It's like an afternoon match or whatever, like a Saturday. And he gives him clean underwear, and he goes out and he's wrestling. And I guess he's beating the kid, like something like 8-2. Mm-hmm. And you just see him roll on his back. We're like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, huh, come on. The kid's like, what? And he lays on and pins him. He gets up, he sprints off the mat because he didn't want to shit himself and embarrass himself. He took the loss. So he runs off the mat. Everybody's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, oh, I start laughing. I know exactly what's going on. So not only do we lose 6 points for the pin, but we also lose one for unsportsmanlike, like for not shaking hands after the mat because he sprinted away to shit himself. It was a 7-point loss.
He's like, I don't give a fuck. I have not shit myself like that.
You got
kid,
a shit
dude.
Tea?
It'd have been in your high
you
school forever.
We got a timeout for shit, please.
We got a shit technical. We have a 1 point shit technical deduction.
He's just peeing. He's just peeing.
That's a half
yeah,
point.
That's okay.
Half point.
God, man, wrestling, I'll tell you, that's something else. That's a great sport. Bring it back, IOC. What the hell's the matter with you?
That's
got sailboating
ridiculous.
Is still a fucking Olympic sport.
Yeah.
Sailboating, canoeing. No, I know you like to sail.
Boo.
Come on. You need a boat to fucking canoe and sail. You don't even need legs to wrestle.
They don't call him
the
Jay
guy
the Canoe Larson
one leg.
For nothing.
That, I mean.
You have to earn that.
He did earn it.
Jay the Canoe
the
Larson.
Canoe.
I've actually canoed in a full canoe. That's the best thing about a canoe is it can't sink.
What? Only good canoes is
a
Gary
canoe can't
canoes.
Sink.
Gary canoe. A canoe can't?
It can't.
Even filled with water,
you
it'll just
fill
sit
a canoe
right
with
at the
water?
Top.
No, it won't sit. It'll just, the top of the canoe will be, everything will
yeah,
be underwater.
Yeah,
you'll just
the
be
level
sitting
water.
In it and just canoe it in.
It will not sink.
Just canoe it in, man.
It's unsinkable?
Unsinkable.
I didn't know that.
I mean, you're
I thought everybody
soaked,
was sink.
You know what I mean? But it ain't going down.
They said
you will
about
be
the
wet.
Titanic.com.
This canoe will not sink.com.
Man, you did have a hell of an upbringing, and then you,
there was some good shit. I mean, look,
you,
I'm telling
been,
you, I'm
look,
yeah,
you're
I
a mean, comedian. I mean, out of all of it, you still managed to stay positive
he's
and laugh.
He's got a
laugh.
Family, a job.
Yeah,
he's just I in mean, a. He did a scene with Josh Brolin. And
yeah, he's
fucking,
in. Was it Gangster,
Gangster
Squad?
Squad? Yeah, Gangster Squad.
Tell me, tell us
I
about
mean,
the shows you're working on right
bit.
Now.
He flubbed his lines.
They're like, and the camera's been sitting next to you for 2 minutes now.
Oh, go now! No one's gonna say anything. Do I got
to
talk now?
Guys, when I'm used to someone saying action. That's
yeah.
all. I'm just,
I like, if I could, I'd like to hold the script.
I'll put it on my lap. That
it's
won't be
good.
The scene,
where's the camera?
Brando did it.
Yeah. And I have cue cards. Why are you all yelling at me?
What else are you working on right now?
I'm working on some shorts that I'd like to write and direct. I'm trying to figure out a comedy project that I want to do to write. I'd like to write a comedy feature.
You produce some what, CSIs? Or do you direct CSIs or SUVs?
No.
Which ones were you on?
Some shows that I've written for or produced have been Black Donnelly's, which is a great show about Irish, like young Irish gangsters mm-hmm. coming up. Loose, not really having nothing to do with the Westies, but...
You could play Italian, too, for real.
You think so?
I
yeah.
definitely.
Look Sicilian?
At your, yeah. Slick back hair.
Sicilian?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm smart.
Southern Italian, not the northern ones.
No,
you could definitely play Italian.
There was a big rivalry between the Irish and the Italian where I grew up.
Yeah,
huge rivalry.
Hold on a second.
Huge
hold
rivalry.
On. Which
Italians
neighborhood
don't
was
like
this?
St. Patty's Day. They wear red on St. Patty's Day as a fuck you to the Irish.
Yeah, well, you know, back it's yeah, no joke, man. They don't fuck
the
around.
Back,
the Delta
yeah.
88s, the fucking with the searchlight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
No,
you
know I know the car.
Yeah,
the car.
Yeah,
oh,
but you
oh,
know
oh you
talking
are talking
about
the, okay,
yeah.
Yeah, I thought
saying,
you
light on the
I
side.
Thought it was a group or something.
No, I'm saying you remember the cars,
you,
the old,
they
the old
here come the
cars. Yeah, you had the Cutlass, the Monte Carlo,
yep.
the Delta 88,
mm-hmm.
the LeSabre with the little gangster light on
the
front. The
Delta
remember
88
that?
Was one of my junkyard cars.
Yeah.
I do remember.
I
yes,
used to have a LeSabre.
A LeSabre, yeah, mm-hmm. and they would roll up, man, and it was your ass if they got you. I almost got curbed. I had to crawl between two tires one time I got jumped. By, I'm not going to say the names, but they are the most ridiculous cartoonish names.
Italian dudes?
Italian and a Greek. So,
and then what were they picking on you for? Because you were weren't?
You were
well,
in another neighborhood?
Yeah,
or?
And I had a beef.
You're like, I'm Puerto Rican. Like, this guy is not Puerto Rican.
Boricua. There will be forever. A woman named Jennifer Lopez. She will liberate my peoples.
I wish you took like your grandmother's predictions of the devil to them. Like, the devil is here and you're going to wake up with black eyes.
Yeah, who's laughing now, guys, kicking me in the face?
You'll see.
Yeah, wait till tomorrow. You're going to wake up quite sanguine tomorrow. SAT word. I just dropped that shit on the table. Ka-clunk. Sanguine.
Sangle.
Did you get jumped off? I mean, how many?
Do you get jumped often?
I have a feeling he's been jumped more than once.
Definitely.
Yeah, I have. It was a weird neighborhood, man. There was a.
I mean, I've been jumped 3 times. He's had to have at least been jumped more than that.
Yeah.
I think it's been. I've been jumped. Yeah, probably 3 times. I've been cheap shotted.
A bunch.
By your mom, one.
Yeah, I got cheap shotted. That was one I clearly remember.
I was cheap shotted 12 times before.
Who's
I was going to
say
six.
That on the fucking crab pot, huh? Cheap shotted by
crab
the mom.
Pot. First one ever with the crab pot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was the guy, there used to be on Saturday night, this guy, Sunnis Fanguli, and he was like a ghoul, and it was like he would host B-grade horror movies like Elvira.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it'd be like, tonight is the Blob. But he was kind of like a shticky ghoul, and he'd be painted all white with a big, like, slash-like top hat.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a ghoul, and there'd be graveyards and smoke machines. And the neighborhood that he shit on, he'd go, Berwyn. Like, and I'm like, a fucking zombie doesn't want to live in my neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like, as a fucking guy, he's dead, and he's like, I ain't going there.
Like, you know you got to walk through that Puerto Rican flag.
I ain't going there. The devil punches old ladies in the face.
Wipe my makeup off. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, we are about out of time, Mick. I can't thank you enough for coming on.
Fun,
I have
guys.
Laughed so goddamn hard. I
thank
laughed
him.
Hard. Please, thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure, man. Awesome.
Did we not thank him?
This is great. You said I can't thank him enough. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, well, then thank you. Thank
Thanks
you for
stepping
coming
in.
That was a lot of fun, man. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
Yeah, you're a great fucking storyteller. Will you one more time with the Twitter and your websites?
Yeah, guys. So... at Mick Betancourt, if you're into Twitter. If you're on the interwebs, check out morepancakes.com when you get a second, which will redirect you over to Mick Betancourt in progress.
And the other one?
June 12th on the USA Network.
June 12th on the USA Network.
Necessary Roughness
and sitting in a basement.
Sipping
a 40 in the basement.
In the basement.com. Gangsta Squad. Now
Gangster
you know.
Squad. Yeah, that's out on pay-per-view right now.
DVDs
it's fresh out there.
Out.
Get out and get it.
As always, Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter and on the web, devilinthehammock.com.
I'm Ryan Sickler on Twitter, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.